Who do you need to be reconciled with? Welcome to Rise Up. This is Father Jonathan Meyer. And the past 5 days, we've been looking at the moment in your life where you were undiscovered by anybody but God the Father, where you were planted in your mother's womb. Your mother and your father did not know that you existed, but the Father saw you. The Father saw you as your heart began to beat. Your Father saw you as your brain began to develop. Your Father saw you as you began to grow, as your eyes, your lungs began to grow. Each day we've been kind of focusing on a week of development. We're on around week 5 and week 6. Moving into week 7 even is when your hands, your feet, and your legs begin to appear and to move. It's also during the end of that week 6, beginning of week 7, that your ovaries or your testes actually are formed. It's now physically clear that you are a boy or a girl. There's two things I want to focus on during this 6th and 7th week. One is the freedom that you had. The freedom you had to move your hands, your feet, your legs, and how often we feel very confined, constrained because of what other people think about us, the way that other people judge us, the way that other people label us. And so we don't feel free. We don't feel free to move. We don't feel that we can actually do in freedom. I want you to think of back when the Father saw you, when the Father loved you, when the Father knew you before anyone else did, you had freedom. And I want you to live in that freedom and allow the freedom of the Father to give you freedom again today, to act, to move, to be. Second thing is this. In week 6 and 7, you clearly are a boy. You clearly are a girl. I don't want to go into the road of transgender, but I just want to say, like this is your human sexuality. You were made a boy or a girl. And so much wound, so much hurt, so much pain, and there are so many wounds because of our human sexuality. Because of the things that we have done, because of the things that have been done to us, because of the way that we have been treated, the way that we've treated others, there are so many wounds because of our sexuality. And I want you to know that the Father saw you as a human being. He saw you as a boy or a girl. He saw you as a sexual being, and he loved you in that. And to allow the Father to love you in who you are, as you were created male or female, as you were created for the totality of life and of family and human sexuality, that the Father loved you in that. He made you that way for a reason. Our gospel passage today talks about being reconciled, and maybe today is a day as well, like in the love of the Father, in the cast of the Father, in the embrace of the Father, to allow the Father to forgive you for any of those sexual sins that you have, to ask the Father to heal you for the wounds that you have since that very 7th week of your life, that 6th week of your life, and say, dear Father, like restore the goodness and the dignity that is mine, that you saw when I was just 7 weeks old in my mother's womb. Like, restore that to me. Help me to know that I am good, that I am beautiful, that I am chosen. Allow the shame, the guilt, the frustration, the wounds, allow them to be cast out so that I might have that freedom and that peace and that love that you desire for me. It's beautiful also for us to think, you know, at the end of these 7 weeks, you know, our parents did know us. And maybe a beautiful thing for us to do is also just to thank our parents. Mom and Dad, thank you for giving me life. No matter what that life has been, I do exist, I breathe, because they said yes. And we live in a world where there's many people that don't say yes. And we have a reason to be thankful. So thank you for reflecting with me these past 5 days. And I hope that this has been a little bit of a mini retreat to enter deeply into the love of the Father during these Lenten days.